This is day 37 of St. Mark's journey through the Psalms for Lent on Thursday, the 7th of April. Today's psalm is Psalm 113, and this psalm, along with the following five psalms, would have been sung as part of the Passover ceremony. And so it's quite poignant to remember that Jesus, when he gathered his disciples the night before he died, when he was betrayed, would have sung this psalm along with them. Psalm 113. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you his servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is exalted over all the nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God? The one who sits enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes, with the princes of his people. He settles the childless woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Praise the Lord. Now, this psalm clearly is a psalm of praise. It begins and ends with the phrase, praise the Lord. And we're reminded to continually praise God. So the psalmist says, from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to its going down, we are to praise God. And the psalmist goes on to explain why we should praise God continually. Firstly, because of the greatness of God. Who is like the Lord our God? And secondly, because of God's care for us, and in particular, the lowly and marginalised. So the psalmist says, he raises the poor out of the dust, that he may seat them with princes. I think there's a connection here with God's work in our own lives, as described by Paul in Ephesians 2, when he writes, even when we were dead in our trespasses, God made us alive with Christ and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And Charles Spurgeon, the great preacher, says of this psalm, Psalm 113, this psalm is a circle ending where it began, praising the Lord from its first syllable to its last. And he says, may our life psalm partake of that same character and never know a break or a conclusion. In an endless circle, let us bless the Lord, whose mercies never cease. Now, that's quite some undertaking, I think. But some years ago, when we lived in Turkey, there was the call to prayer that echoed out in every neighbourhood five times a day. And so myself and Ruth often use that as a call to pray for ourselves as well, to come before God and into his presence. And when we moved back to England, of course, the mosque call isn't heard in many places. And so one of the things that I did was to set, at the time it was my watch, to beep on the hour, every hour, on days when it was possible, of course. And that was just a reminder for me just to come back into God's presence and to praise him. And I know that's not practical for all of us, but I wonder whether today there is some way that you can take steps to have a go at continually praising God for his greatness and his care towards us. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, teach us to praise you from the sunrise to the sun setting, from now until forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.